just lately, Parashas Va'era, an amazing, amazing piece from the Vaditshavah. On the side it says, Kuf Lamed Vav, on the bottom, Vayomer Moshe L'Paros, Pora Elai, V'Mosei Arka L'cha, etc. The Pasuk is a hard Pasuk. In the pshat of his Pora Elai is that Moshe Ben is telling Paro, glorify yourself over me. Which means, make a request, ask me for something that you feel that I can't possibly fulfill. Meaning when to stop the market. And if you are right, you'll be able to claim that I failed your test. I was talking about the plague of the frogs of the Sfadein. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paro, you're going to try to glorify yourself over me by giving me an exact moment when you want the plague of the frogs to end. And you think that you'll be able to make the claim that I failed the test. I mean, that's what the pasuk's talking about, but that's not really the ikur here. The Rebbe has a remarkable explanation of of what's going on bechlal in the whole seder of the Makkos. Vayomer kidvarcha l'man teda ki'ein kashem elokeinu. Now we know that the Makkos were for the purpose of teaching, of revealing the greatness of Hashem. So here it says, L'man teda ki ein kashem elokeinu, that you should know that there is no one like Hashem our God. Oba makas arov, and in the makah and the plague of the arov, k'si v'hiflesi b'yom hu es Eretz Goshen, that Eretz Goshen, the land of Goshen, when the Jews are living, will be different, will be separate. Asher ami omed aleha, because my people are there. V'vilti hayosham arov, that there the plague will not take place. L'man teda ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz, so that you will know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. And then, v'kod ha'makas barad, and before the hail, k'siv ki b'pam hazos ani sholeach, Hashem says I'm sending this plague, b'avur teda ki ein kamoni b'chol haaretz, so that you should know that there is no one like me in the whole world. U'b'makas barad, it says, k'tseis yaseir efros kapay el Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'll leave the city and I'll lift my hands up to Hashem, HaKalos Yechdolu L'man Teda, and the noise will stop, meaning the plague will stop, L'man Teda Ki L'Hashem Ha'aretz, because the earth belongs to Hashem. So the Rebbe asks here, V'tzarech L'Havin Shin HaLashem, we need to understand what's going on over here. That first it says that you should know that there's no one like Hashem, then it says that you should know that I am Hashem in the midst of the earth, and then there is no one like me. There is no one like me in the entire world, and the world belongs to me. The Nira Lefaresh, B'siyata D'Shmaya. The Ha'inin Hukach, this is the deeper meaning of this. The Hinei, Isa B'Zayar Kaddish. The Zayar Kaddish explains the Pasuk, Ani Rishon Ve'ani Achron, Umi Balod, I Ein Elukim. I am first and I am last, and besides me there is no God. So the pasuk Ani Rishon Vani Achron Umbeladai Ein Elokim. Ani Rishon, we're going to learn about vowels. You know those dots under the letters that they took away a while ago. So the Zohar says an amazing thing. The Zohar says Ani Rishon when Hashem said I am first. Ani Rishon Da Cholam. That is talking about the vowel over the letters that's called Cholam. Cholam, like in the word cholam, right? The dot over the vav. That's ani rishon. That is I am first. The Zohar says that is the vowel over the letter on top, where you have cholam, Yosef, and so on. Vani achron, and I am the last. Hashem says. So the Zohar tells us the chirik. That is the chirik. That single dot under the letters chirik. Elokim, and besides me there is no God, the Melapum Shuruk. That's when you have the Vav or the Dot in the middle, which is called Melapum Shuruk, right? In the word Melapum and Shuruk, when you have the Vav with the Dot in the middle, the U, that is Elokim. What does that mean? Ani Rishon, again, I am first, is the Chaylam, is the letter over the Vav, or if you don't have the Vav, but is that the vowel, the dot on top, Chaylam. Ani Achron is the Chirik. And the Mibaladai, Ein Elukim, and besides me, there is no God. That is the Mlapum, the Shuruk, the U. Well, the Havid Zamaimit understand this teaching of the Zayar. Kihine Zayis Mudas, the call is known to everyone. She Yisrael Nikru Rashis, that the Jewish people are called the beginning, the first. As Rashi says, the beginning of the Torah. She Yisrael Olivim Achshava, that the Jewish people were the first in Hashem's thought, the purpose of creation. Ubishvil Yisrael, She Nikru Rashis. That's the meaning of Bereshis, right? For the sake of the Jewish people are called the first or the beginning. Nivru kol ha'olam is kulam, all worlds were created, k'mayim ha'chazal. Bereshis, b'shvil Yisrael, shenikru Bereshis, which Rashi brings down the beginning of Chumash. That Bereshis means for the sake of my people who are called Reshis, the beginning, the first. V'heim nekroim Reshis ha'machshav. And the Jewish people are called the beginning of Hashem's thought, Hashem's first thought, the inner purpose of creation. That's the meaning of Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael, who are called Reishis. Hashem is Baruch, Baruch Hu Mispora Bahem. And Hashem is Baruch takes great pride in his first thought, in the Jewish people who are the Reishis. Hashem takes great pride in Yisrael. Hashem glorifies himself with Yisrael. To my Shekosuf, as it says in the Navi, Yisrael Asher Becho Espar. Hashem says the Jewish people, Hashem says, I take my glory and my pride from you, in you. But Tzadikim, now there are great Tzadikim who are living the way that we're supposed to live. And these tzaddikim hain poilim misvilosam ma'ashahim rotsim. They have unbelievable koyach in their tefillas. That with the power of their tefillas, they're able to do what? They're able to accomplish anything. They're able to change din. They're able to change strictness, severity, din, l'rachamim, to compassion, v'chasodim, and kindness, al Yisrael. The tzaddikim are able to turn around the midas adin through their davening, and to transform pain and suffering, and to transform darkness into light, into joy, and so on. Umeviyim v'tfilosam shefa u'bracha l'chol olamis, and through their davening they're able to draw shefa, abundance, and bracha into all worlds. That is the deeper meaning of I am first. Meaning, means what the Rebbe say, I am first. That the Jewish people in their ideal state, Hashem is Baruch has lifted the Jewish people when a Jew is living what he's supposed to live and how a tzaddik lives. Hashem lifts that tzaddik up to the level of Ani Rishon, the Jewish people on the level of Anivishim, which means what? The first, the beginning. The highest place. And that's what the Zohar means when it says that Hashem refers to Anivishim, I am first, and in that place of I am first, that's where Hashem first, Kivyachal, thinks of Yisrael. And that Tzaddik is the one who lives in that Madrega, where he is worthy, where he's lifted up to that place of Anivishim. That why Hashem created the world for Yisrael, who live this way? And that's called cholam, that dot. Why is the cholam? Why is it that vowel, the cholam? So, Matzalaymer, she Yisrael amayhem b'pchinas cholam. To the Jewish people, when living like tzaddikim, they are like the cholam, they are like that dot that is above. K'mashe cholam hu al gabi ha'aisis. Because the cholam is on top of the letters. Kach Yisrael Amay Nikru Reishis HaMachshava. So to the Jewish people are in that place of Ani Rishon, the beginning, the very top, the highest place, that's called the Cholam. which is also like a chalom, the dream of who we can be. It's the highest madrega, it's the chalom. It's above all worlds, it's above all the letters of creation. Before Hashem created anything, he had that first thought that was Yisrael. The desire to create Knesset Yisrael and to give us the Torah. And the tzaddikim live according to that original will, that highest will that rises above all worlds, is the source of all worlds. Therefore, the Zohar says, Ani Rishon, that highest madrega is called the letters, the vowels called the cholam, which is above the letters. V'hine yesh nisim, the Rebbe says there are miracles. Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oysel Ami Yisrael. There are different types of nisim, there are different types of miracles. And there are nisim that Hashem does for Yisrael. And there are miracles that we see that they are enclosed and hidden in nature. The most famous, of course, that we have a recording of, can be May Mordechai Vester, the miracle of Purim, which is all in a way of concealment of Hester. Shahaya Nisim when it flows rak b'derech hateva. We're there over the course of 13 years. A whole story was unfolding that each and every event could be understood and explained according to nature and according to the customs of ancient Persia and the court and so on.
Mordechai said to Esther, if you don't do this, then Hashem will provide the names a different way.
No, there's not one time that Hashem's name is mentioned in the Megillah. Okay. He says, Rebach, you got yourself into a jam, Yehuda, you know that. Because Mordechai said, Rebach, Vatzol, Yamlu, Yehuda, Mimokam Acher. Mimokam Acher, he doesn't say Hashem. Right. And you know that Hashem, that's why it's called Megillus Esther, which the Moranim says, to reveal that which was hidden. Mordechai never says that Hashem will do something different, because he never says Hashem. He says, Mimokam Acher, Mimokam Acher, what can mean? It's not going to be with the Republicans, it'll be with the Democrats. But it doesn't say Hashem. We know what it, we know because we're, thank God, We learned Masech the Megillah, and we have the Tzaddikim who taught us how to look at history. But it's all hidden. It's all hidden. The whole story can be interpreted without Hashem. When you read it in 20 minutes, it doesn't look, you know, not important. But the whole thing, as I said, took 13 years. It wasn't 20 minutes. Right? So it's all B'derech HaTeva. All B'derech HaTeva. There were no miracles that happened in Shushan. What miracle was in Shushan? So in the beginning, so Mordechai overheard Dixon and Seresh, and then she Vashti got Achashverosh upset, and okay, but each mice, it was a mice, and things like this happened in the old days, and they happen nowadays too. In Western civilization, we're not used to this, but Lamaisa, every single thing that happened, these are things that happened. And that Esther Malka went into Achashverosh, so she went into Achashverosh, so it doesn't possibly, so she was charming in his eyes, even though there was normally anybody that went in without the king giving permission with the scepter would be killed, but it came to say that that's not something which is so unusual that the king was, Achashverosh was about to die. So what could happen? The same thing could have happened to the last president of the same ice.
It's a coincidence, they say.
Huh?
Everything's a coincidence.
Well, you look at it each step along the way, you could say, these are natural things that happen. But of course they weren't. It was all miracles. We know that. But all of the nisim, all of the miracles of Megillas Esther, Amalu Boshim, and Hateva, the Rebbe explained, they're all concealed and hidden and enclosed in nature. There's no change in nature that took place in the Megillah. What happened? There's nothing supernatural. There were no oceans splitting, and there were no pillars of fire and bread falling from heaven. Zubachinus Malafim Shurik, this is the second level. So remember, Ani Rishon, I am first, is the highest level. The Tzaddikim, Mamish, in the most amazing way, changing the Midas Din to Midas Rachamim, and that's the Ani Rishon, that's the highest level for the Jewish people. The whole world was created for the Tzaddikim, for Yisrael. That's the Chaylam. What's Shurik? Shurik is when you have that little dot inside, right? Bechinas Malachim Shuruk. Kamesha Shuruk Besoicha Teva. What's there is that the dot is not above the word. The dot is in the word. Right? The dot is in the word. It's amazing. That's unique. The vowel is in the letter. That's the meaning of U. It's in the letter. Kamesha Shuruk Besoicha Teva. So kach Hashem is baruch hu begoy kol almin. So too Hashem is hidden within all worlds. He's hidden within nature. You know, if you look at something and you don't see God at all, because all we do is we see it from the outside. We don't see that inside Hashem is baruch. There's that dot of Hashem's presence. V'leis kol asa ponu minei, and there is no place that's empty of Him. And even in nature, who Hashem is constantly performing wonders and miracles. It's just that it's enclosed in nature. So that's called Elohim. Since you all know that the name Elohim, Elohim equals the gematria, equals numerically the word what? Teva, which means nature. And the name Elohim indicates Hashem who performs miracles in a way that we can't see, that's concealed in nature. So that's Umibaladai Ein Elohim. The Zohar says, there is no Elohim, only me. The Zohar says that that's talking about the Shuruk, that Malakum Shuruk, where the little dot, the vowel is hidden in the word. And there's the third way. See, the first way of the tzaddikim, we who believe in tzaddikim, we are able to know and we accept and we live this way, that we know that the tzaddikim are able to change the din to rachamim. And therefore we've been zeichet to see tzaddikim, and we have all the stories from Tanakh and on about the tzaddikim and how they were able to change around things in a way of Ani Rishon that's so amazing and so above this world. And then we have the miracles that we believe, and Mabadai in Elohim, even though it's Bechlal hidden, totally hidden, we believe that Hashem is constantly performing miracles for us. And then there's a third level. This is a Gevaldi. This level is a miracle that's so open, that's so uncovered, that even the anti-Semites see it. Even the enemies of Klal Yisrael have no choice but to acknowledge. With this third way, Hashem cuts off, shatters, and destroys the evil ones. Shiakiru, that even the Goyim, even the Rishayim, will be able to recognize Shemalchusa b'kol mashallah, that Hashem rules over everything. As it's going to be, Mr. Shem. Lecho is bekan fe'aretz, when Hashem takes hold of the corners of the world, l'na'er rishay aretz, He is going to shake off the wicked, like a tablecloth. V'hai alilim koros yikareisim, as we say in Davni, and Hashem will cut down all of their guards and all of their rishayim. V'hai Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. V'yakiru kulam kayach malchusa. And then the entire world will recognize Hashem's malchus. That is called V'zo ani achron. I am the last one. Dachirik, that's the chirik. It's amazing. K'moysha chirik hulamatim ha'isi, is just like the chirik. Is that piercing point that's beneath the letter. That one point, that's beneath the letters. Kach Hashem is Baruch Baruch Hu, so too Hashem is Baruch Memali Kalam and Utchais Kalam, and Hashem fills all worlds, and is what beneath all worlds, meaning, Rotze Loimer, Af Shafil HaMadregis HaTachtonim, even the lowest aspect of all creation, the Rishayim, the wicked, every single part of creation, is ultimately going to acknowledge Hashem. That's the meaning of I am the last one, meaning that I reach down even to the end, to the bottom, to the last point, that even the lowest point of creation is going to have to acknowledge me. Even the lowest levels, the spark that fell into the husks, into the shells of impurity, everything is going to be clarified. And everything and all will testify, will bear testimony that Hashem's name is one and He is one. As it says in the Navi, then I will transform. The nations will then say with a clear language, Likro kulam Hashem Hashem, that all the nations will admit and acknowledge me and will call out in the name of Hashem. These are the three levels of Ani Rishon, which is the Chaylam, which is the Tzaddikim who are performing miracles, who change Din to Rachamim in the most amazing way. Then there's Umi Baladai at the end. There's Umi Baladai Ein Elokim. There is no Elokim, only me, which means Hashem, who is hidden within nature. That's the U of the Malachim Shurik. And then there's Vani Achron, and I am at the end. I am last. I will reveal my presence in such a way that even the last and the lowest will acknowledge me. And that's the Chirik under the letters. So now he explains how this teaches us to understand the Makkos properly. The novel of our pasuk. Hine Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Amal Moshe B'Makkos Svadein. Hispor alai v'yomer. So okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, you're trying to prove that I'm not going to be able to put an end to the Makkah when I say the Makkah will end, when I say the plague will end. You're trying to glorify yourself over me, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro. V'yayman Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kidvar, chalaman teda ki'en kashem alokeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to show you, you're going to see, that ain kashem elokeinu, there is no Hashem like elokeinu, our God. Ki ain kashem elokeinu. Ki Hashem elokeinu, what does that mean? Hashem, our God. Humar, that teaches, shehu elokeinu, that Hashem is our God, elokei Yisrael davke. Why? This is Ani Rishayin. She'olu b'machshav etchila, that we are the beginning of His thought. The tzaddik, you know, as you're saying, I won't be able to tell you when the Makkah will end, and then you're going to try to say, you see, you can't do it, you don't know. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, listen to me. Hashem is Elokeinu. Hashem is the God of Israel. And we are the purpose of creation. And I am the one who was sent as the tzaddik to represent the Jewish people. And I, therefore, am the embodiment of that cholam, of that dot above all worlds, above the word. All worlds were created for them, for Israel. They're the first thought. You're glorifying yourself over me. You think you're better than the Jews. Moshe says the Paris Bar alai. You think you're the glory of the world. The Jewish people, the Pe'er of Hashem. The Jewish people, the beginning of Hashem's thoughts, are the first and the point of all creation. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I'm the tzaddik, and I'm going to be toiling, and you're going to see that exactly what I say is what's going to be. That's the tzaddik. That's Ani Rishon. And the Midas Adin, the plague, can be changed into the Midas Rachman. And Hashem will do this for us. La'am Yisrael, to His people Yisrael. Listen the flows la'malam yateva. Great, great miracles. Above this world, beyond nature. That's Ani Rishon. I am first. The dot that's the chaylim above the letters. Hem reishis ha'machshavish la'malam yateva. Because the Jewish people are above nature with the purpose of creation. Therefore, we transcend creation. The world was created for us. Therefore, all worlds have to abide by the words of the tzaddik. Mizuki ain kashem elokeinu. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, ain kashem elokeinu. Mizuki begins on the vision of Ani Achrayin, Shulchaylam, which is the dot above the word. Obamakas Arav Hadil Elo Paro, and then he tells Paro, Hiflesi by the Arav, Hiflesi b'yayim ha'hu, Levilti ha'yayisham Arav l'mateda k'eni Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz. So that you will know that I am Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz. What does that mean, b'kerev ha'aretz? In the midst of the earth. What's the language? Shafil b'tivim, that even in nature, Shom Kvaidi, there my glory is revealed. Mezubakarav Haaretz Davka, and that's the meaning of in the midst of the land. It's amazing, in the midst of the land, because this is the dot that's in the midst of the word, right? The U, that dot that's in the middle of the letter of the word. And here it's in the midst of the earth, Davka Kizahane Shahaya. That was the miracle. Shehif Lashem is Arizgosh. Hashem, in this physical world, Hashem made a difference that where the Jews lived in Goshen, you didn't have the problem with the animals. Shlahayisham Arav. There you didn't have Arav. Lahayisham Shinu Hebetivian. Rak Shahaya Hanes Melubish Betivian. And in that miracle you could say, oh, there's nothing, there's no fire and ice, there's no thick darkness. In that you could say, you know, maybe the climate is different in Goshen, there are other conditions there, and the animals didn't go meshug over there, right? The wild animals didn't lose control. And that is mi baladai ein elokim. Besides me, there is no elokim. The shuruk, that is the dot that's in the middle of the word, of the letter, which is what bechinas shniyah. That means Hashem is hidden in this world, and the Jewish people believe that Hashem is with us all of the time, even though he's enclosed in nature. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, then finally Moshe Rabbeinu says, vayda pamidil Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Moshe Rabbeinu lets Paro know that there's a third madrega. There's a third level. Which is what? Ani Achron. I am the last. Ani Achron, which is what? Dachirik, which is the dot beneath the word. Which is, you're going to get it. In such a way that even you will understand. Even the Rishon, even the wicked are going to understand. So that you will know that there is no one like me in the entire world. Next slide. Here already with the Makis it takes a turn. Here the education is going to be on such a level. That every single guy, every single Russia, every single Mitzri is going to acknowledge me. That he cuts down and destroys the wicked. That they should recognize the Kirch of Hashem's Malchus. Even the lowest ones. Hey, many sites you should not look at Klipa, the ones, the sparks that fell into the shells. Even the Rishonim are going to acknowledge the Malchus of Hashem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro. Ki ain kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. There is no one like me in the entire world. Not the Kerev ha'aretz, which is hidden, which only the Jews believe in, but b'chol ha'aretz. B'chol ha'aretz that everybody in the world will believe. I feel a bit madrega, tachton, even the lowest madrega. Shom kvaida, there too my glory will be revealed. Leis asa poniminei, and there is no place in the world that is empty of me. Ubechol ha'aretz, that's why it says in the entire world, davke. Not the kerev ha'aretz, where the Jews live, which is Goshen. But bechol ha'aretz, in the entire world. I feel a ba'artzius, that means even in the most physical, lowest things, bechol ha'aretz, not hidden the kerev, but the chol ha'aretz, even in the artsiest, even that which is most base and most mundane and physical, shom kvaidisbrach, there too Hashem's glory is found. Vehine b'makas borod, haidila Moshe Rabbeinu l'shom by the makah of the hail, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro, l'mateh deki l'Hashem ha'aretz, so that you will know that the world belongs to Hashem. What's the line? Shehidilai oid madrega acha, shalai kadasa philosoph. Moshe is telling Paro that your philosopher has got it all wrong. Because the view of the philosopher, Shadaitam Chasushom, Shashem is Baruch, Ein Mashgiach, Ve'elam Atachtam. Because there are those philosophers who acknowledge that there is a God. God exists, but he couldn't possibly be concerned with what happens in the lowest world. In this world, and what happens to you, and what happens to people, in my life, in your life, there is a creator, there is a God, but he's not at all concerned with the day-to-day affairs of human beings. They say, you know why? Because God is so great. God is so amazing, he's so great, that he couldn't care less about insignificant human beings and so on. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro that this is not true. Avraham is the truth is Hashem is Baruch Mashgiach b'chol ha'nevroim shabarlam. So Hashem is Mashgiach. He's constantly watching and involved in everything that's created. U'machaya oisim b'chol rega, and he gives life to all of creation every single moment. Me'ayin l'yesh, from nothing, and brings it into existence into yesh. And Hashem's Hashgacha includes everything that exists. And Moshe is telling Paro that even when a guy davens to Hashem, Hashem is Baruch Shemeet philosopher Aizalov, it's possible that Hashem will even listen to the tefillah of a guy davens to Hashem, not if he's davening to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. But if he's davening to Hashem Yisbarach, then Hashem Yisbarach Shemeet philosopher Oizeloi, then Hashem will listen to that too. Commercius Paulus Shlom HaMelech, and we see that Shlom HaMelech said in his tefillah, by the Chanukas Habayis, by the Beis HaMikdash, the Gamal HaNochri, Shlom HaMelech davened to Hashem, I'm asking you that you will also listen to the word of the Goy, who will turn to this house, who will turn to Yerushalayim, and will daven to you. To you. And as you know, that's not so poshut by the Goyim. It's much more poshut to the Bnei Yishmael when they're davening to Hashem, to Min Hashem. But certainly amongst the Christians, depending which denomination, but certainly Catholics and Greek Orthodox and the huge masses of followers that the different sub-denominations in those groups have, that they're never quite sure who they're praying to. They're not sure if it's to the Father, to the Son. So it's a very, very confusing parasha over there with who you're talking to. That's just how the whole... Alright, let's talk about the Zohar. V'zushahi dila Moshe Rabbeinu al v'sholem. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paro. Ki l'ashem ha'aretz. He's saying, listen, Paro. This can work out for you also. The whole world is the Baruch Shalom. It's not just it's true that Yisrael is the Chaylim, Yisrael is the point above creation, Yisrael is the purpose, Yisrael is the chosen people, Yisrael is the dream, the Chalom. It's true. And we have the Tzaddikim, Mamish, able to change everything this way, that way, Din Rachman, Rachman, Din unbelievable. And it's true that the Jewish people have such eyes that they're able to recognize Hashem's presence even in the darkest, darkest time, in the darkest place, and when everything is so, so unbelievably covered, only Jews can see that. But you know, he says, Rapara, there's also a chirik. There's also the lower dot. And the lower dot means that even you, can recognize Hashem, can accept Hashem. And even you therefore can daven. Even you have a way to approach Him. Because a guy can't be masig, the madrega, the tzaddikim, the same aladabra of the chaylim. And even the shurik, a guy is not masig, what it means a shurik. A guy is not masig, what does it mean a shurik? What does it mean the kerev aretz, that the Baruch Shalom is concealed within the land, within the earth. But the Gemara says that the Goyim will have a taina. How come you didn't give us, if you would have given us the mitzvahs, so we would also keep them. If you would have held them out over our heads, we would also be good. So Hashem says, we'll give them one mitzvah that's called Sukkah. and they're going to go into the sukkah, and Hashem's going to take the sun out, and it's going to get hot, and they'll all kick the sukkahs and leave. That's what happens when the temperature goes up, other guy, you understand? And Jews and Yidden are still mice and nefesh, and we live, and we dial Kiddush Hashem, even though it was a lot hotter than that sukkah to be a Jew. Because Ani Hashem b'kerv ha'aretz, because only Klal Yisrael holds on to Hashem's Baruch, to the name Elokim, which is Hashem enclosed and hidden in nature. Even when it's in Shushan and you can't see Bechlal what's going on. But Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paro that you could connect to the Chirik. You could connect to the Chirik. Because the Chirik means there's a point beneath. And the point below of Ani Achron, I am at the end, Hashem says that even the one who is at the end of existence, even those who are at the bottom of existence, they too can accept that Hashem is Malchus HaBekol Mashal, that Hashem rules over all of creation. Hashem is also, Hashem is involved, Hashem is watching everything. And from his dwelling place, he watches everything and everyone, all those who live in the world. The Makas Borat by the hail. Lo yispalo Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom avur. Lo yispalo Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom avur shiyishalach esam. That Moshe Rabbeinu did not daven that what? That avur shiyishalach esam, that power should send out the Jewish people. Ki Moshe Rabbeinu yoda shalom yishalach esam. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he's not gonna send out Bnei Yisrael. You don't fear God, you're not going to send them out. When Moshe Rabbeinu was davening there by the bard was for the Chirik. The Chirik meaning that let Paro himself, let the Gaon themselves learn how to daven. But they're going to see themselves. That Hashem, that you are here in this world, and that they themselves can turn to you, and they have to turn to you. Because Hashem is Baruch, is watching, is involved in everything in the world. And that's why it says, Ki Hashem haaretz davke, the entire world. And he says, look into this carefully, ki dvarim amukim hayim, because these are very deep matters. The subject of the nekudas, the subject of the dots, of the vowels, which is a huge topic in the writings of the Arizal and the Tikkun HaZohar, I have a sefer of 500 pages that deals just with the dots. And Rav Kook wrote an amazing sefer called Rosh Milim. He has a section that deals with the vowels, what each vowel means, and how each vowel moves the letters in different ways. So Baruch Hashem, tonight we had a little bit of a hakdama. We have a little bit of an introduction to the subject, and we should be zoichim as Hashem. We should be zeicher as Jews. We should be zeicher to be connected, of course, to the highest, to Anirisha and Kumi Baladai and Elokim. But we should see also the Chirik, that point with which Hashem will pierce through the Rishayim and shatter and break down their delusion of what, of Chas V'Sholom destroying Klal Yisrael, and of Chas V'Sholom taking away from us our land. That delusion, Bez Hashem, will be broken by that chirik of Kil Hashem Ha'aretz Amloya, that the entire world belongs to Hashem. And just like it gracious is Bishvi Yisrael Shenikra Rashis, so Rashi says over there from Rav Yitzchak, Rashi brings down the famous Rashi, the beginning of Chumash, is that if the Goyim are going to come and say that we stole from them the land, list them at them, that we conquered the land, that we took it from them with thieves. So the Torah begins by telling all the stories of Bereishis to say that I am the creator of the world and I give myself to the one who I want to. And therefore, ultimately, we're going to be Zechut HaSim, Hashem, should be very, very soon, it should be today, it should be right now, that we're going to see the Chirik of that point that's going to pierce through and to break the Rishayim who are trying Chalila to weaken Klal Yisrael and to take us out, Chalila, to drive us away from our country and to have hands that are covered with Jewish blood, that we should be zeichem et Hashem to see that Meheri should be karasi kareis, and that Hashem will cut down and destroy all the enemies of Hashem, and the Avodah Zarah will be removed from the land, and that place which is covered by the mask and the sepulcher and all the filth and the tumah that they've covered up Yerushalayim with, and Beis Lechem and Chevron and all the Mekomos HaKadoshim will be broken, and on that day the entire world will acknowledge, will recognize Ki Hashem Haaretz Umlayai and Amachus Abakol Mashallah. We should be zeichet to see it quickly.